Welcome Adrienne from Mississippi, who's here with me today, and she's going to be sharing a little bit about her story and her journey with fibromyalgia, and I'm delighted that she's here on the call with me this afternoon. So, Adrienne, thanks for joining me, and I'd like to ask you, so tell me a little bit about your fibromyalgia before we met. What was your health like before we started working together?
Okay, well, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia at the age of 20 and was told at that time that there wasn't really much you could do with it. You just had to learn to live with it, which basically I thought that's what you did, so that's what I did. My husband and I have raised two children, and I stayed busy with them with sports and school and whatever, and the whole time I was doing this, and I worked, and the whole time I was doing this, I was struggling all the time and sick constantly and just couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong because I was young. I was doing everything that I was supposed to be doing and constantly felt lousy, and nobody could help. I mean, doctors were just at a standstill of what they could do. So I went through the gamut of doctors, from rheumatologists to internalists and to any doctor that you would try to use, and even allergists. And they all basically gave up at one time or another. Well, I moved from Arizona to Mississippi, and I don't take change well to begin with. And between the change and retiring and being in what I thought was a foreign country at the time, things got worse. I mean, my health got worse, my attitude got worse, and I was just at a place where it was either do something or just, you know, hang it up and stay in the house and watch TV until I couldn't do anything. Well, then my family doctor kept telling me, you need to find a doctor who knows how to take care of fibromyalgia. And she was talking about a rheumatologist, but I checked into all of them around the Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana area, and I just couldn't find one that I thought I could deal with. And then I started reading about your program on Facebook and started listening to the different people talk about what they went through and what they're going through now and how things got better. And I talked to my husband. I said, you know what, I need to do something, so I want to try this. And he said, you know what, go ahead. You know, but it couldn't hurt because nothing else has helped, you know.
Right.
So when I came to you, I was down to my last straw, basically. I wasn't giving up, but there wasn't any going forward on anything because if I did a lot of something one day, I paid for it for a week at least, you know, with feeling lousy and not being able to move around much. So I knew working with you, it was either I was going to do it or at least I tried.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
And that's where I was the first time I talked to you.
Well, tell me about your pain. Your pain was all over. Tell me a little bit about your pain.
Well, I have all the trigger points where if somebody touched my shoulder to, you know, say hello or whatever, I cringed because I knew it was going to hurt. I have the, I broke my tailbone 3 years ago and was told it was never going to heal and I was always going to be in pain, which that pain is now gone. But my rib cage inflames, or it did inflame whenever I would sneeze wrong or cough too much. And that was the other thing. I always had a cold. I always had a sinus infection type of thing going on, which I no longer have to deal with that, which, thank goodness. But everything hurt. My head hurt. I mean, from the top of my head to all my toes and hands. Toes and fingers were always cold and numb and tingly and in pain, which I don't have that anymore either, which is fantastic. Just everything hurt. I had TMJ really bad where eating a steak was painful, which now I don't have that pain anymore.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
The pain's gone. I mean, and that was, you know, good for me.
Yeah, it's great. Great. And you know, people listening to this, they'll think, oh, how, there's, you know, it can't be true. I get that a lot. And that's a, you know, main reason why I do these interviews with my patients, because, as you said, you're told that you just have to learn to live with it. And that's not true. If you're willing to be proactive, just like you were, you know, you can feel better. And not that everybody is going to get the results that you have. I mean, and some people are not. But if you just buy into that mentality of learn to live with it, you've already given up. And, and so they will be amazed. But you're a real person. I mean, you know, we've spoken together numerous times over the last 6 months and worked together and gotten to know each other. And you are very much a real person. Well, tell me about your energy, because your energy now, you worked and you did all these things, but your energy was really low. I mean, you just really had to make yourself do these things. Tell me about your, prior to us working together, how your energy affected your life.
Well, my energy was that of, I would get up in the morning tired. I would do everything that I had to do, but by 2 o'clock, even when I worked, 2 o'clock, my office door shut, and I took a nap at work.
Yeah.
And everybody knew that I was going to do it no matter what. So, I mean, I took a nap from 2 to 2:30 at least, and then I would work until I got my work done and go home, make dinner, and then crash. I would sit and watch TV so I could try to relax enough to go to bed.
Right.
And then I'd go to bed, and I'd be in so much pain and so uncomfortable that I couldn't get to sleep, and if I did, then I'd be up off and on all night long anyway. So sleep really wasn't there for me for quite a few years.
Yeah, so prior to us working together, how long did it typically take you to fall asleep?
Before we started working together, sometimes it would take, well, the shortest amount of time was normally 2 hours.
Wow.
And sometimes I just didn't go to sleep at all. I would just lay there and try to relax and at least close my eyes so that I could have, you know, so that I could be able to read things and do things at work the next day.
Right. And what do people, when they see you now that hadn't seen you maybe in a while, and they see you out on the street or out at a social event, what do they tell you? Do they tell you that you look different? Do you, you know, what do they say?
Oh yeah, they ask me. Well, you know, the doctor I was telling you about, I went to see her, and she goes, "Have you been sick?" I said, "No."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Just the opposite. I feel good." She goes, "Well, you look great." She says, "But most people only lose weight when they're not feeling good." And I said, "Well, this person isn't." I said, "I lost weight because I am feeling good." I said, "But that's not the big deal of this whole thing. The weight loss was an added bonus to me. Getting rid of the pain and feeling like I was human again, that was what I was going for. The weight loss, you know, I'm thrilled to death over that, but that was like the icing on the cake for me.
Sure, yeah. And how much weight did you lose over a 6-month period?
I lost just over 40 pounds.
Yeah, that's amazing. But you're right. We want to make sure that people who are listening to this realize that was a means to an end, which the end is to get healthy. And the diet is only a means for that. But by losing that weight, what you saw is that your inflammation went way down, your metabolism went way up, And then you start seeing that your blood sugars and your cholesterol and some of the things that were had given you some problems in the past, those were all now going to be in good shape from losing that weight. You didn't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, that was a big deal, especially the blood sugar. That scared mm-hmm. me a little bit. And the doctor I had gone to, she wasn't really concerned about it, but it was high.
It's a wake up call. Your hemoglobin A1C was at 6.4, and anything above 5.7 starts to put you in type 2 diabetes territory. But on the diet, you were able to drop it down to 5.6, and that's fantastic. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great. Was there anything that you would like to share about us working together? Anything that you would like to share? I think a lot of people are kind of interested how a phone consult, what that whole process is like. Did you find that a hindrance in any way that we work together by phone and not personally, face to face?
No, actually, by phone has been great for me. My husband still thinks it's a little odd, but by phone has been great for me. And honestly, working with you and your office staff have been fantastic. I wish more doctors had staff like you do. That are so concerned about the patients as concerned as you are, because most of them aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's been great. I really appreciated it.
And, Adrian, what would you like to share in kind of a closing thoughts? Anything that you'd like to share with those folks that are, right now kind of learning to live with it right now? Anything you'd like to share with them that may give them some motivation to do something different?
Actually, the biggest thing I'd like to share with them is if you're really tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you have the means to feel better if you really want to do what is necessary to do to feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's up to you. It's up to each individual what they want to do to feel better. If they want to put the work in, they're going to be able to feel better. But they have to put the work in.
Absolutely. That's so true. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking time to do that. And you're such a wonderful person. I'm so happy that you're doing so well. It just makes me happy hearing how happy you are. It's great.
Well, thank you. And you have been a big what you have done for me has really improved my life a lot. And I do appreciate you for that.
Well, thanks so much. Well, have a great rest of the day. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, you take care. Thank you
very
much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.